This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Bush, on his first work day back at the White House after a holiday break in Crawford, Texas, wasted no time getting back out on the road. He traveled this afternoon to St. Louis, where he promoted education reforms, and he's raising more money for his reelection campaign with a fundraiser there this evening. Here's a little bit of what the president said at a public school in St. Louis this afternoon.
The important thing is, inherent in the No Child Left Behind Act was not only a desire to measure, the need to measure, the need to show, the need to track each child, but it's also the trust of local people to make the right decisions.
NPR's Don Gagne joins us from the White House to talk about what's on the president's agenda today and for the next few weeks. Don, the president's in Missouri. This is a state that he carried narrowly in the 2000 election. Why this focus on education?
Well, this week is the second anniversary of the No Child Left Behind Act. The St. Louis school is one that officials there say has been doing the kind of things included in the reforms for years now, even before the legislation was passed. And they brag that students there consistently score much higher than the statewide average. So it's the kind of place the president loves to visit so he can hold it up as an example. But as you said, it is now 2004. The election is 10 months off. Missouri is a state the president won, but perhaps even more significant is that he's right next door to Iowa, where Democrats are getting the headlines. They're criticizing him on Iraq, on foreign policy, on the economy, but also on things like these education reforms, which critics say are being underfunded and that they don't include all that schools need to implement them. So an event like this is really an indirect response by the president to that.
The president's holding his first fundraiser of 2004 tonight, as we mentioned. What are the expectations for that?
Well, it's the first of the year and the first of three this week. The president likes to say he's not campaigning yet, but he's raising a lot of money. And events like this school visit in St. Louis are used to answer critics, as will the money he's raising be used for that same purpose. He has taken in a record amount of campaign cash at these events. He's gotten more than $110 million so far, on his way to raising maybe more than $180 million, even though he has no primary opposition. So these fundraisers all feed into the Bush-Cheney campaign apparatus, and they give us a glimpse of a stump speech we'll hear a lot in the coming year.
And later this week, the president's going to be turning his attention to immigration reform. Why is that issue coming up now?
This is in advance of meetings on the topic in Mexico at the Summit of the Americas next week. It's something the president pledged to act on early in his term, but it's something that's really gotten a lot more complicated since 9/11. But these immigration reforms are also an election year issue, as both parties try to attract Hispanic voters, which have tended to vote Democratic, but which the president has been working hard to change that history. He'd like to swing them around to Republicans. So you can view this speech in that context as well.
Don, about a month from now, the president's going to be sending his budget to Congress. Can you give us a preview of what's in store there?
Well, the White House says it'll be holding the line on spending. That means domestic spending, not defense and homeland security. But the projected budget deficit for 2005 will again be huge. It was a record last year. This year will be a record. Ultimately, talk about the budget does not have a lot of great news in it for the White House. We'll see cuts that are being made elsewhere to help pay for Iraq. And it's also the kind of thing that can undercut, say, this No Child Left Behind message. But we are just starting to see the initial leaking of information on it.
Okay. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
NPR's Don Gagne at the White House.